There's a brush screen. You have a brush screen. You have a double screen.
All right, ready to go whenever you guys are.
Giannis has to text somebody first.
Ready?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of It Could Be Better. My name is Giannis Pappas.
Crickets.
Oh. No, Nate! We're Nateless again for the second time in the history of this podcast, and we are joined, as always, by the one and only Chris Laker.
Hey, everybody.
That's Chris.
That's as happy as I've ever heard you right there.
I'm always happy at the beginning.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of my day.
Like a real hopeful Chris Laker right there.
Just rolled out of bed, ready to take on this this blistering heat.
It's 6:20 p.m.
You are. This is the beginning of your day, 6:20, huh?
Well, you know, I masturbated.
We got a guest. Oh, boy, guys, buckle in. This is going to be a doozy. I've been looking forward to this since I found out that we were going to have this guest on. Returnee. I think this is the hat trick. Is this your third time?
I'm insulted. Every time I come here, you guys are like, what's this, your third? This is like my ninth
time. How many times, Chris?
I've been, at least five. This is at least five.
Five, right?
I think about five.
I think that we would. This goes to say you are our number one guest. You've just moved into the number one guest slot.
What? I had it crushed before. Who's number two?
Number two? Question. Nobody. Yeah, you're right. You're crushed. Far distant.
I think
two?
This is about five.
Nick Novicki, maybe.
Nick Novicki, two. This is your fifth time on this podcast.
Around there, yeah. We did one in here. We did one at Caroline's.
Yes,
I did one at Chris's house.
Right?
Don't remember that. Are you sure?
You sure
this is this podcast?
One in your apartment, one at Caroline's, one here.
Was it the check spot you've been on?
So this is nine times. This is at least the fourth time.
This is at least four.
Maybe I think
five.
The fifth. I think the
maybe fifth.
Yeah.
It sounds like fifth.
Yeah.
And boy,
my name is Joe List.
Joe List.
Well, hey. Welcome back. I guess it's good to have you again.
I'm the only guy. No appreciation for being here. Just complaining. What?
It's funny that we had no idea how many times you've been on it. Really.
Well, we did. Yeah. You didn't.
No, Chris didn't know. You didn't know.
No, I thought this was. I wasn't. I think
was
there
three.
Was a couple I wasn't here for, or I called in. Yeah. I Skyped in. But I thought this was the third.
Yeah.
There was the last one, and I thought there was a time before that. But Joe List has got a compact disc.
He's here to promote his CD. Is that the only reason why you joined us today?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying anything other than I have an album available on iTunes called So Far No Good.
That would be nice if the listeners believe that for a second, because we're about to jump in. Why don't we just jump into it?
Is this whatever we got to do.
Why don't we jump in?
Oh, into the thing?
Oh, yeah. Let's just jump into it.
There's
nothing else on my mind. There's nothing else I want to talk about. Let me just take you back.
I don't even know what this thing is.
All right, well, I'll set it up for you, then.
Please do.
Okay. Well, I should hope you know what it is. Jeez, if anybody knows what this thing is, it would be you.
Now I know what this
first thing of all, is. I got to give you credit for just coming here
first
to do
all,
this.
First yeah. of all, here's what's funny about this, is that everyone, what you guys are talking about, nobody has actually asked me if I was cool with coming to do this. Like, you guys are like, this is why he's here, and I'm like, nobody said anything about this. Nate, I told Nate I wanted to plug my album at some point.
You sure you said album?
Literally.
I think there's been a lot of cross wires.
No point has anybody asked me. And like, evidently you guys were like,
come
on, let's reveal the
Apple.
Secret.
You sure it was album?
Yeah, it was
it sounded
album,
a lot like something with
I'll
an
talk.
H.
I'm happy to talk about what you guys are talking about. But in all honesty, no one has asked me or... Wow. Has mentioned at all.
That was slick of Nate then. He lied to me then because he said Joe List is coming specifically for this. No.
It's so funny because he texted me about, if you still want to plug your album, you can fill in. So whatever. We'll call album as a whatever.
Okay,
I'll sell some records this way.
Let's get the album out of the way here. Okay, Joe List, So Far No Good. That's the name of the CD.
Yeah.
Where can the folks buy it?
They can buy it on iTunes, or they can buy it at rooftopcomedy.com.
Okay.
Or they can come to a live performance. And by the way, that is not my phone. I turned mine off.
Yeah, that was mine.
Or they can see me at a live performance and buy it from me.
All right, great. So get Joe List. That's the end of that. Get a CD, Rooftop or iTunes. Very funny comic. As you know, our almost a part of our podcast. He's been here so many times.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it. At the famous Chris Laker Awards this past year, you set the bar. You were probably my favorite part of the whole evening.
I'll say Alexandra was, but I'll be number two.
No, you were my favorite part.
Okay.
You were my favorite part of the evening.
I appreciate that.
You were up for an award. You won. What was that award category?
The Gentleman's Award.
Which meant a lot to me, by the way. I was actually literally moved by that.
Based on a story that you told on this podcast.
On this podcast, I shit in a girl's bedroom.
In a bedroom, in her shoes.
But sent a card.
And felt actually bad.
Yeah, about it.
Still feel bad about it.
I don't think about it particularly too much,
but yeah, I still feel bad about it. But not as bad as I feel about this.
You won the Gentleman's Award.
Yeah, which meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
To me, that, yeah.
First of all, before we start this story, I want to say next year at the Chris Laker Awards, because of your speech, because of how legendary it was, you had grown a mustache at that time.
That's right. For the podcast, specifically.
No, for the Laker Awards.
I mean, excuse me, for the Laker Awards. Yeah. I'm drunk.
Did you? Well, that's how you roll every day.
Generally drunk.
Now.
Wait, a time out real quick. Yeah. Just a side note.
Okay.
I am drunk for one reason, and that is because Giannis was 55 minutes late.
53.
For 53 minutes late for the podcast. He is all of his material times two late for this show. I got here at 5:30. I was like, I'll have a beer, whatever. I was, bullshitting with our buddy Rojo.
I'm on CP time, right, Chris?
A long time.
We were trying to figure out a Greek slur for CP time.
they actually have a thing called Greek time because Greeks are always late.
Is that true? That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
at the bar.
Do.
I was
they
asking,
do.
Is that a stereotype about
it
Greeks? Because I know blacks are late and they shout at the movie screen and whatnot and the stealing. But I didn't know about the Greeks, the Greeks late thing.
I do like how you're blaming the fact that you were drunk. The fact that you had an hour.
It's hilarious.
Kill.
It's hilarious.
He's thinking it's my fault. Like, it's your fault.
Yeah, nothing to do with my upbringing or my roots, nothing like that. Just Giannis was late, so I have to be shit-faced for this podcast. Anyways, you were saying.
Well, I wanted to give you a little time to, get a couple in you, get greased up.
Right.
So we could really delve into this.
Right.
Now, back to the mustache. You actually grew that mustache for the Laker Awards.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's stick to it.
Yeah.
All right, now, because your speech was so legendary and you grew that mustache, next year at the second annual Chris Laker Awards, guys are going to be encouraged to grow a mustache as part of their outfit.
That means a lot to me, too.
Yeah, the Laker Awards. So
I can't tell you how much you guys.
If you want, next year, everybody who's listening, you come to the Laker Awards, along with dressing nice, you got to grow a mustache.
Yeah.
In honor of Joe List. And his speech.
My rock and roll speech, as you called it, which also meant a lot to me.
It was fucking...
I feel like George Bailey right now.
I got to tell you, we're here with Marcus Parks again. Thank you, Marcus, as always, for hooking us up here at the Creek in the Cave. You were there, weren't you, Marcus?
Yeah.
Do you remember Joe's speech?
Yeah.
So you kind of know what we're getting into.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the most rock and roll moments in comedy history, bro.
Well, I don't know.
No, but no, it hasn't gotten the buzz that it's deserved because I think people are unsure whether you're actually cool. Like, they think maybe you just made a mistake that night.
No.
But you're just being open about it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people ask me if that was true. They're like, did he just say that?
Just had a flashback.
Was he having an honest moment?
Right.
And I kind of, I was just
What's
like.
What's crazy, I wasn't drunk at that point in the night.
You weren't, no.
No.
No, you were drunk later. You took your shirt off. You were doing the worm on the floor.
I sure was,
yeah. Good. You're quite a dancer. I got to tell you that as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Well, someone just say the thing we're talking about.
Well, you started your speech off, and then you got into how difficult a year it's been for you.
Right.
You were really happy about winning the award. It meant a lot to you.
It did, yeah.
Because it had been a difficult year for you.
Right, right.
And then you mentioned the reason it had been a difficult year for you is because you, at some point during that year, had contracted herpes.
Yes, genital herpes, yeah. Not only at some point in the year, technically it was last year, but it was Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, true
Merry
story.
Christmas.
That is Christmas in Boston, isn't it?
Christmas morning, I was like, what's up?
That was
Santa
a surprise
Claus
present.
Gave me the gift that keeps giving.
And you didn't put it on your list either.
No, it was not on my list. There's some sort of list pun there,
but
I'm
you
sure.
But you did kind of ask for it.
Yeah. I indirectly asked for it.
So you admitted it. The room was packed.
Yeah.
Tons
it was a lot,
of you people you knew.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about it. First of all, If you're going to have sex, once you have genital herpes, if you're going to have sex with someone, you got to tell them.
Yeah.
Or else you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which, believe it or not, your listeners may not get, because they just hear about me shitting on people's houses and having STDs. And, so they may think I'm a piece of shit, but really I'm a good person.
Actually one of the sweeter, nicest guys.
Thanks,
in comedy.
Buddy. Yeah. I just
absolutely.
I just spent a week volunteering on a boat. It's a long story. Anyways, environmentalist and just a good gentleman all
but
together.
Not a good decision maker, I gotta say. Nice guy, but not a good decision maker.
No, not always, okay. No. Right. So if you're going to have sex with them, you got to tell them. So I might as well make it public because then the sex really means something. Because to me, here's what happened. When I contracted the virus, and this is a sneaky move that people do. People that have it, they'll get everyone's naked involved. Both people are naked and you're about to fuck. And you're like, oh, by the way, hold on one second. I have herpes. And by that point, it's tricky because right. You might as well not tell them because I'm already like, oh, I'm having sex with you.
Although, can I barge in for a moment?
Sure, of course. It's your
podcast. Think you ask 10 out of 10 guys, mm-hmm. even at that moment, I think they're walking away. Chris, you walking away? You're hot and heavy.
I don't know about that.
Girl says to you, by the way, I know you don't have a condom. And before you do this, I want you to know I have herpes. You walking away?
I think I might have to walk away.
Well, Chris has been sober for a long time. And I actually wasn't that drunk at the time.
Okay.
But also, I'll say this. It was a girl I had a thing for years ago.
Oh, that makes it okay.
Never hooked
up. I didn't know you had a thing for her. All right.
She had a boyfriend back then. She's real little. She's like 5 feet tall and back covered in tattoos of naked broads.
Yeah.
Former stripper. Bisexual.
Oh.
Had a real thing for her. Hadn't seen her in years.
... With sores on her pussy.
No sores at the time. She was just like, time out. And she said that she was like, I've only had sex with two guys without a condom on it. Neither one of them have gotten it. I haven't had an outbreak in two years.
Okay, so now you got to take us. Just you're jumping into it. Take us to the story from the beginning. Tell us tonight.
Okay.
We know you had a thing for you. Really liked this girl for a long time.
Okay, so that's basically this.
And this is
in
Boston, right, where the stories like this happen. Okay.
Well, technically it's in Connecticut.
Okay.
Years ago I went to the New York Film Academy here in New York, obviously. Went to school with her. Had a big thing for her. She had a boyfriend, and we spent all our time together. It was like this love thing, but she had a boyfriend, whatever. We kind of kept in touch here and there. She was home in Connecticut. I went and visited her. We had a nice night. She doesn't drink. She's straight edge. We went out and had a couple beers, but I wasn't drunk. I'm not going to blame booze on this, which many people would think of me and think, oh, he must have been hammered, but I wasn't. This is funny. I was about to drop her off at a house, and she was like, pull over right here. And I thought something happened. I was like, all right. I pulled over, and she just started making out with me. And she's like, we can't go back. She was visiting her parents. She lives in L.A. She's like, we can't go back to my parents' house. They're real strict. We can't. You know, hook up there. Where can we go? So we started driving around. At one point, she was like, what about the cemetery? And I'm like, I'm not going to go have some ghoul invade my body.
So you said no to the cemetery.
Said no to the cemetery. We found a playground.
Okay.
And this girl's she's like 2 inches from officially being a little person. She's like 5. I said that for Nick. She's 5'1". She's about 5'1". She's teeny. Maybe less than that. Maybe 5 feet.
Do you like that?
It's not my thing, but right. It's hot. Like, right. It's like a... If a girl's this tall, you're like, I'm not into that.
Right.
It's not my thing, but I'm like, hey, that's kind of hot. She's,
yeah.
You know.
Petite.
Yeah, she's like a 15 inches shorter than
she's
I
She's like
am.
A it's gymnast.
Yeah.
So you picture
I like petite,
that?
Yeah.
She
like,
looks like a gymnast almost. Gymnast
yeah,
size.
Yeah, and she's
like
covered in tattoos. And like her tummy's covered in tattoos.
Oh.
She's
pussy's
hooked up
covered
with
in
girls.
Herpes.
And yeah, just real, real sexy, I think. And so we went to a playground. That's what was available, which is hilarious. She's about 5 feet tall. So from what happened was I'll skip a part. But when we were having sex, I had to stop. I didn't even come. The night I got herpes, I didn't even come.
Oh, God.
Because I got freaked out because I was like, from any distance, it's nighttime. I'm on a playground. From any distance, it looks like I'm fucking a kid. Because she's literally a foot and a half shorter than I am. And I'm just going to town on like a rubber playground. And I'm like, you could be 11 feet away and be like, like someone's going to blow a whistle and I'm just going to get attacked. So I was kind of like, I'm like, this is freaking me out. This is no good. But yeah, so we stopped making out, and she's got like perfect breasts, and she's all tatted up, and literally like I got her pants off, my pants are off, and she's like she does time out. She's like, I gotta tell you this, I'm like obligated to say this. She's like, I have herpes. And at the time, now I'm like a herpes expert. At the time, I didn't really know much about. I was like, fucking whatever.
I'll walk
literally,
off.
She
yeah.
could have been. It didn't matter. Like
you didn't
like,
know what herpes
all
was.
All the blood was out of my brain and into my dick.
I get it, but you knew what herpes was.
Yeah, you know, you hear it's a punchline. As a comic, though, herpes is like a punchline. It's like a hacky punchline to me. Right. I'm like, oh, there's another herpes. To me, it's like I still feel this way.
So you were experiencing some cognitive dissonance is what you were saying.
I don't even know what that means.
In other words, you kind of removed yourself from the situation. You're so horny, you didn't you didn't match the emotion to the
– Right, I did immediately afterwards.
The danger.
It's someone that I wanted to have sex with for years, and it was right there, right here. Here it is. And I thought about it. I'm like, do I have a condom in my bag? And at the time, I didn't. And I was like, well – and then she gave me a speech about, you know, I've had sex with people. They haven't got it. And I was like, well, whatever. And then pretty much as soon as I started doing it, I was like, this is bad news. So I had that on my mind, and then the, you know, she looked like a child thing on my mind.
Yeah.
And – did it, and then as soon as I dropped her off, I was like, good to see you, and I was driving. And I was
didn't
like,
finish.
What did I do?
You didn't
what
even
did I...
finish.
No. And I was driving home, and I was like, what did I just do? What
so it's
I
almost
do?
Like you had sex with her just to get herpes.
Yeah, almost. It is almost. If you could break it down that way.
Yeah, she was. It's almost it like even... that moment happened for you guys.
Right. What's funny, what's ironic, is now I'm like, I would love to, because now I could really enjoy it.
Oh,
I
now
condomless
you're
sex.
Fucking don't even
but
worry
now
about it.
She's got some boyfriend. Like, she has a boyfriend, and she lives in L.A. anyways, but I'm like, damn it. I'm like, I'm so bummed, because now, like, all I want to do now is I'd like to get back after her.
Yeah.
And she felt real bad. I went a couple days later. I was freaking out and kept calling her. And I was in Florida. I was in Marco Island, Florida.
Is this kind of? Is it kind of like becoming a vampire? Do you
I don't know. Well, how's like,
is it like because now you're one of them?
You know what's weird? I don't even think of them because I also thought in my like publicly saying it, I'd have all these people coming out and being like, hey, me too, man. And it's only one person who's a dear friend. I obviously won't say his name because most people are not as open, understandably.
Almost nobody.
Is this a comedian?
I don't even want to say that because like it's a big
Dan Soder.
No, it's not. It's a big deal to people, so I can't even like give like a. I can't even be like he's you know.
Okay. Is it a Southern comedian that we know very well?
I would never.
Sean Penn.
Even if you guessed, like, I wouldn't say. I would never
Nate's
do that.
He's got herpes.
But
that's why he's always praying.
Yeah.
those won't help you. Prayers, I meant. Not with herpes, with any situation. I can say that because he's not here.
Right.
There's no God. and
if there was, I don't think you'd have herpes. No God would allow that to happen.
Right. So it's hard to say, like, I don't feel part of them because I only know one other person who I probably know a slew of people that have it, but only one person's actually been like, hey, by the way, like, me too.
Right.
Which I appreciate and was very sweet of that person. So I don't know. And, like, I haven't, like, been – like, I hear there's all these, like, herpes help centers and websites
community.
And
it's
stuff.
Like a community.
Community, yeah.
There's dating sites where –
yeah.
It opens you up to – ironically, it opens you up to a bunch of hot – there's a bunch of hot chicks.
Of course. Girls
who
that fuck
have
a ton,
herpes
yeah.
that are looking for other guys who have herpes.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I haven't really explored that yet, but I've been open because I'm like, this way, anyone that afterwards, like, wants to fuck me, they really are – into it.
Is it
so.
Like a relief now? Like you don't have to like I like yeah. Like all the rest of us. I assume nobody's got herpes here, right? If we had them, nobody would say it. But let's just assume none of us have herpes, which we probably don't. We always have to worry about that now.
Right. Right.
You going in, you don't got to worry about it.
Right. There is part of it, but you have to worry about, you know, of course, telling people and
Yeah. Have you had to give that speech yet?
Just once, just one girl, and I had met her before I found out I had it.
You seem like the type of guy you wouldn't have a problem telling her. You didn't have a problem telling. You're telling the world right now.
Well,
you're recording
tough.
It for the world.
Yeah, yeah.
When you make it big, people are going to go back and listen to the podcast and be like, by the way, you're almost becoming an advocate for herpes survivors.
Well, that's what – it was funny.
You could be like a spokesperson for it.
Some people the night at the Laker Awards were like, you know, that was really courageous. And I really – that was really big of you. And, like, in my mind, I'm like, I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done anything that I wasn't trying to be funny.
Did you plan to say it that night or it just came out?
No, it just kind of came out. I mean, and that speech was much longer than it should have been. And I shit on DeRosa and whatever. I kind of regretted my speech, just the length of it and the lack of.
So you regretted the length, but
I didn't.
But not the herpes.
Yeah. I didn't regret publicly shitting on DeRosa or saying I have herpes.
Let me just put this in context. This was an award show. Never in the history of the world, never before, has there been somebody accepting a speech and publicly announced. Rock and roll, by the way, I got herpes, good night. It's never happened.
I think when Tom Hanks got Best Actor for Philadelphia.
No, it was Forrest Gump. It was the second year. He got it somewhere between Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
Which is so basically what you did. You closed your speech with that. By the way, it's been a really rough year. This means a lot to me. I contracted herpes.
Well,
good night.
The other thing is the people that mattered to me that I knew, Chris knew, Nate knew, Mike Soder knew. My dear friends knew, and everyone else, I'm kind of like, I'm not really looking to have sex with anyone that was at that show or whatever. I'm not looking to have sex with anyone, really, but...
if you were,
yeah.
You can put that to bed.
Soder, I want to bring up, has Soder been on the show before? Certainly people are familiar with him.
I don't think we've had Dan Soder on.
He was on once when I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
The Caroline's one?
Yeah, but that Caroline's one didn't really turn out. Nobody could even hear it. That was the one where we had DePaulo.
No, the other one when Nate was headlining Caroline's. And
I don't even remember that one. If we had Soder on, it was once. It was probably before we were using the real mic. A lot of those episodes are not even audible. But the people probably know
that one as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so maybe you're talking about he had my favorite line. I was talking to him, and this is during. My first outbreak, which is a nightmare, by the way. We can talk about that if you want.
Oh, we got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover.
It covers a lot.
Yeah.
we were talking, and I was like, yeah, man, I have herpes, and it's horrible. It's a nightmare. And Soder goes, I swear to God, he goes, I know what you mean. I've had a few scares. It's the worst. That's a quote.
You think having it's bad. And think about like, you might have it, and then you don't.
And I literally couldn't believe it. My jaw, I was like, wait, I have it. A scare. Like, I was scared and then confirmed it. And Soder's father unfortunately passed when he was a kid. All I could think was, yeah, I know what you mean. Your father's dead. I didn't see my dad for like 2 weeks. So, like, I kind of know. Like, that's the equivalent of like, yeah. And then it was that same night I was like real bummed out. And he was like, come on, cheer up, man. Come on, cheer up. Like, come on, this isn't you. Cheer up. And I was like, no, it's not a cheerful thing. I have open sores on my dick. it's like putting – the only thing I can compare it to is like someone putting a bunch of matches out on your dick.
Oh, my God.
And
let me tell you something. When you told us the story in the car that day, I'd just gotten in a new relationship. And I think I will never, ever, ever be with anyone else again because of you.
Oh, see?
Yeah. I think that you could go around – you could create a monogamous world with that story.
Yeah, maybe that's
the details of that story scared the shit out of me. Take us through it. Now, the first outbreak, what happened? Take us from the beginning. What happened? You woke up, you felt a little tingle. What happened?
I contracted it, I think. By the way, this is what I think, because this is the girl that openly told me she had herpes.
Well, I'd put my money on black, yeah.
That was back in July.
I'd put my money on that one, yeah.
I would never sleep with a black person. that's a joke. The previous black joke I made was real. That one was a joke. I would definitely sleep with a black person. And
okay, so you had sex with her.
So 3 months go by. So it stayed dormant. I'm a very healthy guy. So normally it happens between 2 and 14 days. For me, it stayed dormant for a long time.
Now, when you call yourself a healthy guy, do you mean because of all the drinking you do?
Well, I do. I do a lot. I mean, first of all, we're young. Chris. In your 20s, you're at your peak health, and I have 8 months left.
Are you still in your 20s?
I have 8 months left. I'll be 30 in April, yeah.
When did you start comedy? When you were 12?
I was about 17 years old.
Jesus Christ.
We're already talking about the permanent STD I have.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the failures of my career.
No, look what
your career's going great. You got herpes.
Is it? Yeah, I have.
It's not an award, but it's something good.
I have a presents. I was presented herpes. That was a little okay, but... it stayed dormant in my system. I run, I do yoga, and I try to stay pretty stress-free. Anyways.
And you do a lot of drinking, though, as well.
Certainly, yeah. Not as much as I did before I shit in a girl's house and got herpes. I briefly stopped drinking when I found out I had herpes. I went 17 days, and I haven't I'll say that herpes is like one of the best things that's ever happened. I got like I stopped.
But it's like an odd number. It's like not even like a couple of weeks. I stopped drinking for 17 days.
Well, if you drink like I do, you remember the amount of days you didn't drink for.
And then you still had the herpes, so fuck it.
Right, exactly. So,
Irish kid from Boston.
Yeah.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Do you blame alcohol?
Not really.
For your bad
decisions. It's hard to – I blame alcohol. I blamed alcohol for things, but then I realized it's me. Like, I was like, I'm too lazy. I've wasted time. And then I didn't drink for 2 weeks, and I was like, no, you're a lazy guy. So I don't know what the root
Here's my dilemma.
Do you think you got it as soon as you put it in, or was there like one stroke too many? Because you didn't
Probably
come, so it's like one. There's like this one stroke where it's like, there you go,
I the coup de grace. As soon as contact is made, boom.
Oh, there it is.
It's like a forest fire.
Here's my dilemma, Joe.
Sure.
Here's my dilemma. We're friends.
Yeah.
We're not good friends. If we became good friends.
Yeah. I think we're doing that right now.
We're opening up. I could never tell you to stop drinking, even if you were gonna die. Because you're too much
that.
Fun.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
That's the dilemma. That means a lot. Is that not that you're actually part of a joke that I have about Charlie Sheen? That it's a whole thing. But anyway, it's true. It's a dilemma. Like when you see a guy you know taking his shirt off, fucking whipping it around like a helicopter, doing the worm on a dirty bar floor where there's spilt beer and throw up with his shirt off for the entertainment of the room and for the fun. You're a fun drunk, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, let me just say this. I do those things when I'm sober as
you do?
Well. I will say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
With the same tenacity, though?
Yeah. I will. Yeah, I'll do it in the afternoon if there's like a street performer playing. I'll get crazy. Excuse me.
You're a dancer. You love to
dance. I like to dance.
Irish kid from
silly.
Boston.
Loves
to dance, loves to drink.
I like to dance, get silly, you know. So, yeah, I was doing that before. That was my thing before the drinking.
Okay, so you don't really blame the herpes on the drinking.
But it loosens you up with the drinking. I don't blame the herpes.
Why did you
on the
make
drinking.
That decision? Was it the beer or was it just
– It was just having a
you thing liked
for
her too much
and
or?
Sex drive. I mean, yeah. once I'm it's in my head that I'm going to have sex with someone, that's what's up. Like it's no, I don't mean that sounds rapey. That sounds rapey. Not rapely.
Like,
yeah, I should have said that. Yeah.
Someone I don't
decides,
care how many times you say no.
Once
this thing is happening.
Once someone decides they're willing to have sex with me is what I should have said. Like once I get the go ahead, that's what's happening.
Okay.
But if this happens before the pants come off, she says she has herpes. You think you're walking away?
Well,
without the booze,
well,
right?
I
is that what you're asking?
To hang out. Well, I wasn't boozing that night.
So
I had
what
a
are you asking, Chris?
No, if it was just the fact that the pants were off and you're like you feeling like I'm about to fuck this girl that I've wanted to have sex with for a long time, and then she says in that moment right before I have herpes, and it's just you. I've had moments where I had like I would be like at work. And have to go into the bathroom and jerk off before I ruin my fucking life.
Right.
And there, it's like, once you just get that out of you, you just think about all the decisions you were about to make, and you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like if you didn't have the pants off, and if you're still in the car, she tells you you have herpes, just like the graveyard. You didn't go do it in the graveyard. You're like, no, let's find a playground. Like people in love. And
well, here's the thing. That's an interesting point because she probably still could have convinced me. What would have taken it – because I would have been like, oh, then we probably shouldn't – excuse me. I'm burping because I've drank 4 or 5 beers here. She probably still could have been like – if she said it when our clothes were on at the movie theater, been like, I have herpes. She probably – we could have made out to a point and she could have taken out a tit where I got horny enough to be like, fuck it. In all honesty, but I think what the key is what, if someone had given me the details of what that first outbreak is like.
So you're saying you just didn't – herpes was just a punchline to you.
Yeah.
If I get this shit, it's not a big deal.
You're thinking Valtrex.
It's not that I didn't want it, certainly. But, like, people don't know how bad it is.
You think an opportunity for Valtrex commercial jokes. That's Chris Shedd. Is that what it was? That's the severity level? That's what you're thinking. Like, if I get this, I'm thinking about a canoe and a river. No big deal.
To me, it's a go-to hacky thing. If I hear someone do a herpes joke that doesn't start with, hey, I have herpes, then I'm like, ah, that's a little fucking – and I apologize if you guys have herpes jokes. But I'm just going, ah, that's – oh, herpes. That's a go-to. It's a – and herpes – I actually have broken it down. Like, herpes is a fun punchline because it's not as serious as AIDS. AIDS right. is a buzzword where people are like, ooh, herpes is that thing that, like, it's funny enough where it doesn't kill you. Right. It's just everyone knows it's shitty. But if someone had gotten into detail, like, for 4 fucking weeks, your lymph nodes are going to be busting out of you. It's going to feel like your dick is on fire. You can't sleep because if it touches anything, you get in the shower, water hits it. Permanently, you're going to have to tell people you have herpes. Like, if people have gotten into details about it,
an outbreak probably will that last 4 weeks?
The first one's crazy. Holy we can break it down now. Like,
okay, back to the big. Back, let's start from the starting line again. That's where we were when we got sidetracked.
Right.
From the starting line, first outbreak. 3 months go by. You're still being Joe List, dancing, right. spin moves, the whole
right.
nine.
Right.
So, I even saw you at the Caroline's Christmas party.
Yeah,
that was during the dormant time.
Yep, yep.
You had amazing dance moves. I've made a video of it. I'll post it on our fan page.
Joe Crazy Legs List.
I will post it on the It Could Be Better fan page because that you will get to see Joe List, he having herpes unbeknownst to him.
Right.
That is, you will see an image of Joe List dancing, herpes in his body.
Right.
But in unbeknownst to you. Yeah.
That's where it lives.
Yeah. So when you recorded this compact disc.
That was before. I recorded this. It took a while for this.
You're listening
to
a man without herpes.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah. That's right. An innocent man.
What would we call that?
I don't know if I can even call myself a man yet.
The BH years?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just on stage having the time of your life, not thinking one day.
Yeah. So then herpes.
Joe List BH.
So the herpes.
Before herpes.
The herpes stayed dormant. And then what happens is herpes.
Irish kid from Boston, still living your life.
Yeah. So herpes can become. It gets. It flares. Sex will flare because like, that friction will bring it out, I guess. And so had sex at a. Bless you.
Thanks.
Bless all of us. I left God out just for Nate.
you're having sex 3 months in.
Yeah, I'm having sex with a girl.
No condom?
No condom.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy!
Yeah. So, by the way, which by the way, means she may have been the one that has gave it to me.
Right.
Which is possible. It usually comes out 2 to 14 days later. That's when it showed up right. 2 days later from this girl.
Right.
I assumed it was
God,
the other girl.
You were just playing fucking Russian roulette with your dick, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
That, I fucking.
You were one of those people who was destined to get it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be open. I mean, I've had sex with about 33
nice.
Girls.
Nice
and
number.
Thanks.
Sounds like
I always
my
think
senior
of your numbers
year.
Higher than your amount of years.
just kidding.
Well, you know, look at me.
You're a handsome kid.
Around 33.
Irish kid from Boston.
Around 33 girls, and I've probably worn a condom for about 6 of them.
Nice.
So I was not. This is not me trying to brag or be funny.
But even if you use that's a gamble. It's not like you start off with it on. You can still get herpes because it's like you start. I mean, when I use a condom, I don't start with it on unless you know it's lady's choice. But,
yeah,
lady's choice.
If they get real insistent about it,
right?
You know.
So I had sex.
You defend a woman's right to choose, huh?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Condom on or condom off?
Try to get in there. I'm like, I say, you sure? All right.
They say 1 in 4 girls has herpes, and I had sex with around 26 of them without condoms.
Me too.
So, you know.
I've used a condom rarely.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
That's why your story has scared me. Straight.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. So, 2 days pass. It's a couple days later, my dick's like red. It's like, look, and I thought she had like real short pubic hair. So I thought it was like razor burn, you know? That's what I thought.
So it could have been this girl that gave it to you.
It could have been, yeah, yeah.
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 I doubt it though. She didn't, do you speak to her again? Did you ask her? You could just ask her.
Well,
do you have herpes?
I haven't talked to her. I think she may have it now. I don't know.
What do you mean? Wait a second.
I don't know. I suspect that, but I'm not sure.
So you didn't? Did you know her well? Is this somebody you knew at all?
I knew her, but not well. Not that well.
So you haven't spoken to her since?
No, not
so
really,
why do you suspect that she has herpes now?
Well, now I suspect it because it happened 2 days. It was condomless sex 2 days before the outbreak happened.
Right.
So it's rare for something to be dormant for 4 months or
so
whatever.
You're scared to ask her.
5 months.
You're scared to ask her because you feel like you might have given it to her.
That's not really why I'm scared. I'm not. I don't really long for the answer. I have it, and I just moved.
Can we call her now?
Forward.
Yeah. Can we call?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you call her and find out if she has it? The responsible thing to do would be like, hey, listen, I got herpes.
Right.
We could do that now if you want.
No, that's okay.
Say, listen, I'm on a podcast.
you are live to the world. And by the world, I mean a couple of people's parents.
But can you do that and then come back and tell us all about that?
Sure. Okay. I'll make my seventh appearance on this show.
Like, this is Maury Povich. Like, who gave the herpes? Like, you know, they do, like, whose baby is? I want to know. Who gave Joe the herpes?
You are not the carrier.
Oh. You are not the carrier.
Oh, that is a great... That's a great angle.
Yeah,
that's better than my web series idea. So, but I didn't worry about it too much. I spent a day of regretting and being sad, and then went, well, it's permanent. Let's move forward, and I kind of use it as a positive thing. And I'm
Irish kid from Boston. That's the way an Irish kid from Boston would handle it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I kind of just went, well, someone gave it to me. I have it now. I got to tell people, and you move forward, and you can't. It's permanent, so you can't really dwell too much. But I'll say this. Oh, so the original outbreak, that's what we keep trying to get onto.
Okay. It's Christmas Day? Is that what it is?
Around Christmas Day. Around,
so you noticed before Christmas Day a little redness on the
penis. It's just redness, and I thought it was just from...
Just razor
bump. And it starts getting worse and worse and itchy and burning.
When?
Burn.
Like an advent calendar.
Christmas. I was at home, and
you're at your home with your family?
I was at home
throwing
with the family.
A few beers back with mom and dad like you guys do?
Yeah, and we were drinking heavy. That week was that was the last real heavy week. Jason Cantor, who I think we met at time.
Great guy, by the way.
He's at my house and his girlfriend, and they're both Jews, so they came to our house for Christmas.
So just a typical night at the Lists. You come home. Hey, son, how the fuck are you? Obviously the Boston accent.
Right.
Your dad throws you a beer. This is what I vision. As soon as you walk in the door, Joe, beer comes flying at you.
You're nailing it.
Everyone's cracking. How the fuck you been? How's comedy? Comedy doing, Joe? Everyone's cracking a beer, high-fiving, playing cards.
That's
fucking
exact...
Sox game on in the background.
Everything
hey, Dad, I got herpes. Fucking happy Christmas. Fuck you.
You're nailing it. Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, this is an actual conversation at one point. The Sunday after Christmas, I think Christmas was on a Saturday this year, we're all hanging out, and it's literally 11:58 a.m., as is true, and Cantor's there, and I go, I turn to my mother, I go, she's like cooking breakfast, and I go, oh my God, it's almost time to start drinking. And my mother goes, what? And she looks at the clock, the microwave clock, and goes, oh my God, you're right. I swear to God, it was so funny. And I turned to Cantor, like an outsider, to like make sure he saw it, and he saw it. And I was like, we didn't even talk. We were like, you saw? Okay. Like, literally, my mother's like, oh my God, it's 2 minutes till it's time to start drinking.
So your parents drink all the time?
Yeah, they're big drinkers. Yeah. They're not, you know, they're not. I don't want to give the wrong impression that like my father's in a white feeder and
they're
smashing. Yeah, they go and work. They work their fucking asses off, and they come home and they have a few drinks. And weekends we get pie-eyed. My father's never, you know, hit my woman. My mother. He's never hit my woman either. Yeah. My father's never hit my mother or anything. They're a happy, happy couple.
Well,
but
fantastic.
We drink. That's what you do. You drink and
all right,
drink.
So you're sitting around
and show
on Christmas.
No emotion.
You and your dad are flying. You and your dad are fucking cheers and beers.
Yeah, and
got
I'm
Christmas for, I'm presents
kinda,
for each other.
And here's the thing. I'm putting ointment on because I thought something was wrong with it. And I'm talking to
so
Cantor and his
what do you mean? So the pain starts a little bit?
It hurts. It hurts.
Was this
red.
During the red stage? It's the red stage.
This is the red stage.
So your dick is red. Is it your dick or around your dick?
Dick. Just my dick. I got lucky. I just had on the shaft. No head. Not the head of my dick. Not the groin balls. Because some people get it in like their assholes. Everywhere. And it's just horrible, and it gets worse, and it just opens up. It's literally like someone putting like 15 matches out on your. That's what
so
it, feels
it starts
like.
With your dick being red.
Yeah, and then they open up. They're
do
like
you
they look
little
like
dots or something.
Yeah, little red dots, and then they slowly kind of boil up and blister and open, and then it's pus. And
It's like a pie rising in an oven.
Exactly, it's horrible, and then it starts to.
Except it's not. It's herpes on your dick.
Right. And then it starts to dry, and then like they scab over, and the scabs fall. And the first one's the worst because it's like.
Do we got any Sarah McLachlan to play while he's explaining this?
By the way, Frank Gallo's cheesecake. Oh. Just want to plug Frank Gallo's cheesecake in the middle of explaining herpes.
Let's take a moment for our sponsor, Frank Gallo's cheesecake. Just got accepted in Times Square Arts Center as a dessert,
and
so it will be served at Times Square Arts Center as a dessert. Now,
back to the herpes.
Back to herpes. So Irish kid from Boston,
right? So the first one's a nightmare, and it lasted almost probably 3 weeks.
What do you mean by nightmare? Don't gloss over it. What kind of pain were you experiencing?
It's horrible.
That first night when the sores opened, did they all open simultaneously?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I didn't know what it was for a few days, and then I kind of started to go, oh, boy.
Did you have a headache? Oh, any other boy. Pain anywhere?
Yeah, well, first of all, your lymph nodes swell up, because right. That's what happens when you have a virus when you're sick. So my neck, and that was kind of one of the worst parts. And your groin, like there's like big bumps. I thought I had cancer. It was like swollen, big bumps. They're a little sensitive, and it's painful. And your neck lymph nodes are swollen. They're out to here. And you kind of have a fever, and you're tired. And it's hard to sleep because, you know, you have open sores. So it hits your leg and you're sweating. You get in the shower. Oh. It burns.
So anytime it touches. Horrible. Anything, even if it touches your underwear.
Yeah. Just imagine someone put a cigarette on your forearm.
That's like exactly what it felt like. A cigarette being poured on the floor.
Yeah. And it just, it's horrible.
So how did you move? How did you walk?
You just do it. Like, Soder and I, a few times I had to stop. I was like, I got to go home. I can't walk. Because wearing jeans is real tough, but you can't just wear sweats out. So I'm wearing jeans and it's tight and they're. Oof. Fortunately, the first one, that's the thing about herpes. Like, if you had one outbreak, it would be the worst thing ever. The fact that it's permanent. But the fortunate thing is for like, if you get like the first one's the worst by far, and then after that, your body kind of adjusts and it's. If you have an outbreak, I've had one since then. It's like a tenth of as bad.
Right.
The one person I met. Or who came out and told me he had it. He hasn't had an outbreak in like 3 years. He's been married and lived with a girl, you know.
Was his first one bad?
Yeah, I think it was bad. I mean, we didn't get into it in detail, but he's gone years without it. And like, it's not, like, I feel like now I have to, like, PSA. It's not the end of the world. Like, the worst part really is the first outbreak and then having to tell people whatever. But yeah, after that, like, I live normally. It's a normal.
Yeah.
Thing. My dick
that's
looks like amazing right now.
I feel
it's
like
perfect.
You're such a spokesperson for it. So,
yeah, well, that's what I'd like to be.
Because you guys are
that.
People too. There's not
right.
You're people too, and you have rights and everything.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. We can vote and shit. And
but stress causes outbreaks, right?
Yeah, it can be if you're real stressful. And,
so and right after you found out that you had herpes, you went to Iraq.
Yeah.
Was
but
there
fortunately,
any
I didn't
Iraqi
have,
herpes?
No, I was nervous about it. And by the way, my mother, I called my mother. My mother's like my best friend. I had to tell my mother, which is one of the worst things. I feel like a failure. But like she's, we're so close that I was like, this is what happened. So.
Was she, I'm still proud of you, Joe.
She didn't say that. But
still
I think,
proud of you.
I think, she, you know, I think she is proud of me, whatever. And it was a positive, I made it a positive thing. I was real depressed for it because it's hard to be like forever. But it's good. Like, I'm like, I don't, you know, run around fucking around and get crazy blackout drunk anymore. And, you know, it's good. You just got to go, well, that's what happened. And you learn from it and you move forward, you know, hopefully.
Do you regret, now looking back, do you regret saying yes? Or have you learned a lot and now you've become a more evolved person?
It's hard to regret thing. I don't think it's worth, I think regret and hatred are two wasted emotions. Not to get too real on us on the podcast, but I think it's a waste of time to regret things, especially things that are permanent. Like if I had gotten a girl pregnant and she had an abortion, maybe I could regret that and be like, oh, what? But it's there. It's a permanent thing, so it's hard to regret something that's permanent. And yeah, hatred and regret are wasted.
Do you have a message for the kids out there who are having,
wear a condom. I mean, because you can still enjoy it. You can look at their. It's wearing a condom. Sex with a condom is not nearly as enjoyable as sex without a condom. Period. Like it's not even comparable. But the 4 weeks you have when you have your first outbreak is.
It's hell.
It's a nightmare.
Did you? And you don't know how long it's going to
last,
right?
Your back hurts, too.
Your
back. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and after 4 weeks, you got to just be like, this is my life.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And
four
your back
weeks
is killing
straight.
You. I was icing my back. Like, your back hurts. It's just, it's horrible, horrible, horrible.
Did you perform sets during this?
Yeah, I was doing comedy. And
were
you,
just
you
able
had
to do it? Be funny? And
yeah,
it
was hard, but you had to kind of plug through it and you know, but now I'm fine. Now it's just a normal life. Like, I don't anticipate having them. And that's the other thing about it. Like, I eat healthier now and drink a little bit less. I still
because you got to keep your immune system up.
Yeah, and you can just try to stay less stressed and do yoga and run. It's the way it goes. It's something you have, so you just move
forward.
Have
you had sex since?
We have a little bit of time. Real quick, the first girl I had sex with, I had already known, and I had to wait. She thought I was, like, a real gentleman because I kept, like, kissing her on the cheek and being like, good night. I was like, I can't. because I didn't know. And then when I told her, this is the best line ever, I was like, here's the thing, I have herpes. And she goes, well, it's not ideal, which is one of my favorite lines ever. And we had said, and you know, and like you can, the oral herpes is a different virus. So yeah. Like you can get.
You're like an expert
head.
On it now.
Yeah, yeah. You can get head and it's whatever, it doesn't matter. And you wear a condom and she, you know, didn't contract. It's hard to get if you don't have an outbreak and you wear a condom.
Sort of so. Like Cookie Johnson. She never yeah. contracted the AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. So you live life normal and you move forward.
So she liked you that much that – are you guys together now? Or
No. No.
So she liked you that much to risk herpes? And yeah. Not even for a relationship?
Yeah, but I just – it didn't work out.
So. Oh, okay. So you tried –
I think she liked me. I didn't – you know, didn't like whatever. Her.
Well, you got all these fucking hot chicks with herpes out there to get to now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to go a while without –
Have you gotten on any of the herpes dating sites yet?
No. I'm going to go a while. I don't – You know, my ex girlfriend.
Earth a little bit.
My ex girlfriend ruined sex kids. For me. So she was. I was in love with a girl who was had a perfect like 10 body.
Oh, she fucked somebody else who went to South America.
That's right. Right. We talked about.
All
it.
Right. It's so, been a rough. It's been a rough.
It was
years
a tough year,
you.
But now I feel better and happier, and I'm a better person than I've
I
ever
think
been.
You're gonna come out on top. I tell you this.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, there you go.
Well, friends like you guys.
And the CD on iTunes. Joe List, so far, no good.
Yeah.
And so far, no herpes when he made this CD. That would have been really hilarious.
That was BH.
May I just say, if you have herpes, feel free to contact me, and it's not the end of
the world. Can they email you directly?
Of course. JoeListComedy@gmail.com.
JoeListComedy@gmail.com, and he will keep it, you'll keep it anonymous.
Yeah.
For the-
and I'll talk, of course, I think I made that clear and
yeah, you didn't mention Nate's name.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I kept Nate on the deal, but yeah, it's if you get it, it's not the end of the world. I live just like anyone else, and it's a wonderful.
You look like a regular
life.
Guy still. I mean,
I feel like
I couldn't even
guy.
Tell. I would not even like be able to know. Yeah, you could walk into a room and nobody would know.
No one would know nobody if I didn't say it at the Laker Awards, which was one of the best nights of my
well,
whole
I
life.
Well, I tell you what,
way.
You're a hero. You're an example for the kids. Everyone who has herpes, I hope that this podcast circulates around. To the people that do in those circles and they hear Joe List, very, very, very funny comedian, great guy, and herpes survivor.
Yeah. And I've said this all six times I've been on this, even though you don't remember. It always means a lot to me that you guys have me.
We love you.
I'm really happy to be a part of this.
Ain't that right,
family.
Chris? We love
Absolutely.
Joe List.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joe List is a great great like guest who has apparently been on this podcast many times.
This is about my sixth time. And thank you, Marcus. I appreciate being part of the family.
Oh, God, folks. This is, I got to say, this is probably one of my favorite episodes. I feel like we could go on forever.
It flew by.
We're going to have you back on again. Yeah. We're not done with this.
I hope so.
We are not done with this. But there you have it. Irish kid from Boston. Joe List. Contracting herpes. Survived. Still living to fight another day. Check him out. What's your website?
JoeListComedy.com.
JoeListComedy.com, which we probably plugged about six times.
Yeah, right around that.
Yeah, and Nate is Facebook. In Bonnaroo right now. So if you're in Bonnaroo, go to that comedy tent that's very popular.
Definitely go check
him
out.
Yeah. And Giannis got a couple shows coming up at
Times Square Arts Center.
Go get some tickets. Oh, you can't. Sold out.
Sold out. Thank you, guys. If you listen and you bought tickets, I appreciate it. I appreciate the support. We're going to have another fun run. So that's the end of this podcast. And, God, it's up there with one of my favorites. Too bad Nate wasn't here to experience it. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys. I
say, when
it.
Nate's not here, second one, Nate's not here.
Whoa, we have good. Fun. Yeah, they go good. Smooth as a baby's ass.
Thank you.
So you got anyone for us?
Yeah, I can do one.
All right. So we're going to end this podcast. We don't like to break tradition as we like to end each and every. Well, let me just say thank you to Marcus Parks again. Thank you, Marcus Parks.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Let's end this podcast like you guys know we like to end it with a little segment we call Christ with Chris Laker.
Here's a weird thing I've been noticing is I'll see biker gang guys like in like biker gang like colors not doing like biker gang shit. Like they're off the clock, obviously. Like, do you need to wear a leather vest with an iron cross and skulls at the Brooklyn Botanical Garden? Come on, really? Come on, it's like okay, you're obviously the toughest guy in the fragrance garden. You should be dealing meth or punching your wife in the face if you're wearing that. The thing I don't understand about bikers is that it's a real tough thing. Like those, they're tough guys, manly guys, but then. They get really upset if they're not riding next to their friends. You ever get in between two bikers on the highway and you're like, but I've got to be next to my friend. Hey, I'm not fighting for dominance on the turnpike. I'm in a zip car. All right, that's it.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to take over Nate's job right now because he usually closes out, and so I'll do it in his voice and his style so you guys can feel at home here, our listeners. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. This is Nate. We all see y'all. All right, whatever. All right, see you later.
See you guys later.
Obama 12.